Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Jazakumullahu khair, brothers and sisters, for joining us for our du'as from the Quran series this month of Ramadan, which is slowly but surely coming to an end. May Allah allow us to witness the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, and benefit from it, inshallah ta'ala. This series is brought to you by Pinya Appeal USA. Since 2016, Pinya Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need around the world. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals, helped give medical assistance, and provided clean water to families across the Middle East, Asia, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Pinya Appeal has helped over 1 million people and empowered communities and helped to break that cycle of impoverishment and poverty around the world. This Ramadan, they will continue that effort with the help of people like yourself, inshallah. So head over to pausa.org/qalam to be a part of that change, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khair. So to our verses of the Quran that we're going to be reflecting on today, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing us throughout this month to connect to the Quran. Two things we're looking at. We're looking at the Quran. We're studying the Quran, which alone is a nur, is light, is a barakah for us. But we're especially looking at the du'as in the Quran, the du'as that we learn in the Quran, the supplications that we can make, how to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as per the verses of the Quran. And so that's what we've been studying, alhamdulillah. And today we're going to be looking at a verse. Let's take a look at it right there. I'm going to zoom in a little so you guys can see it. We're going to be looking at verse number, we really want to focus on verse number 10, right? But we're going to go back to verse number 9 so we can understand the context of the verse, inshallah. So in verse number 9 of Surah Al-Hashr, verse number 9 of Surah Al-Hashr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Okay, so this verse basically tells us, it describes a quality of the Ansar, the helpers. The Ansar were those people who welcomed the Muhajirin, those who migrated from Mecca, fleeing the persecution in Mecca. They migrated from Mecca to Medina. When they migrated from Mecca, they left behind everything. They left behind family. They left behind wealth. They left behind their social and economic capital. They left everything behind and they were at this new place. They were going to a new place. And the Ansar are the Muslims of Medina, Yathrib. They were the ones who welcomed the Muhajirin when they came. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse is describing qualities of the Ansar. What does the verse say? وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُ الدَّارِ وَالْإِيمَانَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. As for those who have settled or prepared the city, a home, and prepared faith, مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, before them, before the arrival of the Muhajirin. So it talks about them getting the home ready. It talks about a quality that the Ansar, they got the house ready. You know, this can be understood like when someone is expecting a child, right? They start to prepare. They start to get the house ready. They start to get things ready. This is tabawwa dar. This is to prepare something for something or someone that's coming. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the Muhajirin, the Ansar, excuse me, what they did, they prepared. They got things ready. They got Medina ready. For who? For the Muhajirin. So what is the next quality? يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They love those who migrate to them. They love those who come to them. See, this is an interesting quality because it's really talking about their open-heartedness. Because, you know, subhanAllah, these people are coming to their home. These people, a whole bunch of them, are going to be moving into their space, occupying their space, using up their resources as well. Their fresh water, their food, their farm, their dates, their farmlands, all of these things, a whole group of people is going to be coming and basically sharing in their resources. And so what that necessitated, that desire, that need, that made it necessary for the Ansar to have really open hearts, to have really open hearts, hearts that we're not just stuck on the world and able to sacrifice. So what does the verse say? يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. They loved those people that were coming to them. They didn't find anything in their heart about the people coming. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً. And they had nothing, no desire in their hearts. فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا. For what they were given. Meaning they had things that were theirs, right? They had things that they were theirs, and they had things that they were going to give to others. So their hearts weren't connected to the things that they were going to have to sacrifice, basically. Their hearts were not connected to the things that they were going to sacrifice. And this tells us a very important quality of a believer. It's okay to have dunya. It's okay to have wealth. It's okay to have a nice house, a nice car, a nice thing. The thing that's not good is when these things are actually attached to our hearts. When they enter into our hearts, that's when it's dangerous. To have them is okay. To have them in your hand is okay. To have them in your heart, that's not okay. And the reason why it's not okay is because when you're asked to part with those things for the sake of Allah, it's going to be difficult for you to do that. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. And the third quality of these people, the Ansar, is they give preference to other people over themselves, even when they themselves are in need. When they need something for their family, for their own well-being, they still give preference to others over themselves. Allah says, and the one who is saved from the greedy nature of their own self, indeed they have indeed, they will be successful. Now, the verse that we want to study is actually the next verse. But I wanted to go through this verse because it really sets the tone. It's telling us so much about these people, these Ansar, radiallahu anhum. May Allah be pleased with all of them. Look at the next verse now. وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And those that come after the Ansar. It could be immediate, but it could also be us today because we've come after them, right? So, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. Those who come after them, يَقُولُونَ, they make this dua. And this is the dua I want to focus on today. رَبَّنَا, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا. Oh Allah, forgive us. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. And oh Allah, forgive our brothers who came before us in faith. This is beautiful. This is so important. You can't forget whose sacrifice allowed you to be in the position that you're in today. Whatever position you're in today, whether it be for faith, knowledge of deen, connection to just knowing Allah, knowing the Rasul, being a Muslim, there are people who made sacrifices for you to have that faith today. And I think that's something we really don't reflect on. If you were born Muslim, you're like, what do you mean? I was just born Muslim. No, there's people who sacrificed to even bring Islam to your part of the country, your part of the world. And for you to have it today, they sacrificed for that. And so those who came before you in faith, they did something. They sacrificed in order for faith to be practiced. SubhanAllah, you may be in a masjid, in the States or somewhere. You may be in a masjid and you're praying in that masjid. How often do you think about the people who actually built that masjid? The people who like literally sacrificed their wealth and their time to build that masjid that you're praying in, and you just take it for granted. You just stroll in there. You read the dua, Allahumma ftah li abwab rahmatik. Yeah, but who paid for those doors, man? The dua for entering the masjid is, oh Allah, open the doors of your mercy. When you walk through the doors of the masjid, you might want to also consider who paid the bills for that masjid to be there. Who sacrificed for that? It's really important. We take the masajid for granted. We take the masajid, and we even get to the point where people badmouth the masajid because they're not perfect, right? They're not the best run organizations on the planet. Yeah, we're dealing what we got, you know? But at least you can show gratitude for those who sacrificed before so that thing can be there today. And when you show gratitude, inshallah, Allah will bring it to the next place. It will be better. It will become a better place for iman to grow and things like that. But it starts with gratitude and recognizing the people before who did what they knew to do, who worked with what they had to work with. So what does this dua teach us? It teaches us to recognize the sacrifice of people who came before us for faith. The people who came before you for faith, recognize their sacrifice and show gratitude to them for their struggles. And how do we show gratitude? We make dua for them. And that's what this dua says. وَلِ إِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ. And oh Allah, forgive our brothers who came before us in faith. The next part of the dua, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا. And do not place in our hearts any ghillan, bitterness for any believers. This is a beautiful quality if Allah can give you this. There are some people who unfortunately they just see a lot of bad out there. No matter where you look, they just see bad. If you mention a masjid, they'll go, yeah, but they're like this. If you mention this group, yeah, but they're like this. No one is good. No one. I mean, who's good? Ah, yeah, they got this issue. Yeah, they got this issue. Yeah. SubhanAllah, who doesn't have issues? La taj'al fi qulubina ghillan. Oh Allah, just don't place any bitterness in our heart towards any believer. Anyone that says, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that is such a special kalima that you are asking Allah, do not put any bitterness in my heart. And some people hold on to bitterness for a long time. And ask Allah not to make you one of those people. Be of someone who can let go. Let go. And that doesn't mean you have to be buddy-buddy with everyone. No, but it means you let go of bitterness. You wish well for them. You pray for them. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Pray for them. The biggest sign that you truly love a believer, even though you don't want to mix with them because maybe your attitudes don't mix, you make dua for them in quiet when no one's around. What harm is there to lift your hands and make dua for this person? If they're really as bad as you say they are or think they are, then guess what? That even is more of a sign that they need your du'as. That's more of a reason for you to make du'a for them in the darkness of the night when no one sees. No one says you have to make a Facebook post about them and say how good they are. But you can make du'a for them. And if you raise your hands and you can't make du'a, that means there's something really wrong inside. If you can't make du'a, oh Allah, guide them, help them, increase them in goodness. Then you gotta say, oh Allah, please clean my heart. Ya Allah, help me My heart is dirty. I don't know why. I've been through a lot, but there's a lot of baggage on this heart. Ya Allah, help me clean this heart because I don't want any bad feelings towards any believer. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, do not give us any bitterness for anyone of لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Oh our Lord, you are the most gracious, you are the most merciful. This is a beautiful dua. It's a dua about recognizing the blessings of people before you that they have blessed you with, and thanking, being grateful for them and making dua for them. And it talks about also, oh Allah, make my heart such that I feel no bitterness for any believer. And subhanAllah, there are so many ahadith that talk about this being a sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he never lets himself go to sleep with anything in his heart towards another person. That's something that we need. All of us. All of us, we need to create that in ourselves. That's real. That's a real sunnah. That's something truly important to act upon. And the sign of it is you can make dua for this person quietly. No one needs to know. You don't have to publicize it. But you can quietly make dua for them, just to make sure your heart is good with them. May Allah make us of those with clean hearts. May Allah make us of those who see good in everyone. Truly, man, make dua, Allah make you someone who just sees good. Because once you see bitterness and wrong all around you, sometimes it's not around you, it's you. It's you. Be of someone who sees good everywhere. Sees good. Ask Allah to give you that ability to see good around you. There's a narrated about Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And I'll end with this. They were walking past a mule that had died and it was decomposing on the side of the road, and the smell coming from it was horrible. And the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus is walking with his disciples, and he stops right there at the carcass. And all of the disciples, they're covering their nose. They're saying, this stinks. Look, it stinks. It's horrible. Why are we standing here? And Isa says, yes, but look how white the teeth are. Look how white the teeth are. In all of that decay, he saw good. That's the lesson. Be people who see good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us all. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.